Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Weekend greetings, my friends. It's nice to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. If you're a returning listener, thank you for your loyalty. You know what's coming up, and if it's your first time here, get ready for some of the greatest hits from the golden era of pop music. Well, today in the showcase, we're reviving a theme that we've done a couple of times over the many years. How many? Oh, it's 20. Yeah, our anniversary was last weekend. Yeah, happy birthday to us, again. Well, anyway, the theme is dancing. And of course, we'll have the countdown, and today we're going back to the second week of May in 1954. So that's what's on tap for today, and if you're ready, let's begin.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times, and we begin on the countdown from this weekend in 54. Normally we have just the top 10, but today we have the 15 most popular records. So a little something extra, kind of like our own rewards program. We'll be using Billboard Magazine's Disc Jockey chart, and we start at number 15 with Frank Weir, The Happy Wanderer.
I love to go a-wandering along the mountain track, and as I go, I love to sing my knapsack on my back.
Here's the orchestra and chorus led by British band leader Frank Weir, The Happy Wanderer, and that was the leader on the soprano sax. And that was at number 15 on the countdown this week in 1954. It would make it to number 4. We're back in May of 72 years ago on this week's program. When the President of the United States was Dwight Eisenhower, the Vice President was Richard Nixon, and the population 163 million. And this was an optimistic time in America. A Reader's Digest poll showed that Americans were happy, were making good money, and were upbeat about the future. You'll notice it in the song lyrics that we have for you this week, and also the upbeat feel of the new genre that the kids love. They call it rock and roll. And also the books we're reading, The Power of Positive Thinking, Life is Worth Living. And we're optimistic about the defeat of one of the most feared diseases, polio. A virus with no prevention and no cure, and you never knew where it would strike next. Parents were fearful of the curse of polio. Helen Hayes lost her daughter. and became an activist.
Serve in the 1954 Mother's March on Polio. It need only take you 1 hour of one night. And then maybe in 1954, through your efforts, we will see our years of work and terrible anxiety crowned with shining success.
But hope comes from the University of Pittsburgh. A team led by Dr. Jonas Salk had developed a vaccine, and testing is underway. Dr. Salk made the cover of Time magazine this spring with the title, Is This the Year? And indeed it would be. And we get back to the countdown this weekend in 54 with Doris Day at number 14.
Once I had a secret love that lived within the heart of me. All too soon, my secret love became impatient to be free. So I told a friendly star the way that dreamers often do. Just a wonderful you. And why I'm so in love with you. Now I shout it from the highest hills, even though the golden day. My heart's an open door, and my secret love's no secret
number one for Doris Day, her third of all time, Secret Love. It was down to number 14 this week in 1954, and it came from the motion picture Calamity Jane. It won a Best Song Oscar for Sammy Fain and Paul Francis Webster. Those two composed the numbers for her latest musical picture, which we'll talk about here in a second, as we head to the movies this weekend in 1954 and see what's up on the silver screen. Short pictures include Musty Musketeers, the Three Stooges go back to the Middle Ages. From Disney, Donald's Diary. Donald Duck writes about his romance with Daisy. There's Chip and Dale and the Lone Chipmunks as they spoof the Lone Ranger. From Warner Brothers, Design for Leaving. Daffy Duck is a salesman who wants to modernize Elmer Fudd's house with all kinds of wacky gadgets. And there's No Parking Hare. A construction worker wants to blast Bugs Bunny's home to build a freeway.
What's up, Doc?
Huh? Well, for your information, Long Ears, we're building a freeway.
Oh, so that's it. I thought I was having a bad case of termites. Well, thanks for the info, pal. And no hard feelings. Happy Freeway! Freeway!
For the main features, a new monster flick, Creature from the Black Lagoon with Richard Carlson and Julia Adams. War pictures include Night People with Gregory Peck and Broderick Crawford, and Beachhead starring Tony Curtis. There's the crime drama Witness to Murder with Barbara Stanwyck and George Sanders. And there's drama in the boardroom with Executive Suite, again starring Stanwyck with William Holden, June Allison, and Frederick March.
We're going to give the people what they need at prices they can afford to pay. And as fresh needs come up, we'll satisfy them, too, with something new and even more exciting. And when we achieve that, we'll really start to grow. We're not going to die, we're going to live. And it's going to take every bit of business judgment and creative energy in this company, from the mills and the factories right to the top of the tower. And we're going to do it together, every one of us, right here at Treadway.
Well, for fun, there's Jane Russell in 3D and The French Line, panned by most critics for its bawdiness. There's The Pickwick Papers with James Hader. Spoofing the noir films is Beat the Devil with Bogey and Jennifer Jones. And there's Knock on Wood starring Danny Kaye and David Burns.
You wouldn't be put away simply because people said that you were peculiar.
I mean, nobody's going to put anybody away.
That's right.
I want you to go and
in
get
my
a
business,
night.
People have to be talkative and high-strung and peculiar, but they're certainly not crazy.
Go to sleep.
Look, I know one thing. I know crazy is crazy and peculiar is peculiar.
Are you through?
Yeah.
Good night.
Marty.
Yeah?
Suppose after we've gone to all this trouble, the doctor finds out there's absolutely nothing wrong with me.
That'll be very peculiar.
Movies with music include River of No Return, starring Robert Mitchum and Marilyn Monroe, Casanova's Big Night, Bob Hope and Joan Fontaine, Western Burlesque Fun with Red Garter, starring Rosemary Clooney, Jack Carson, and Guy Mitchell. There's Rhapsody with Liz Taylor, a remake of Rosemary with Anne Blythe and Howard Keel, and the aforementioned Doris Day stars with Bob Cummings in Lucky Me.
I speak to the stars in a sky full of wonder, in a world full of magic. It may be they can hear what my heart is thinking of. I speak to the stars, and I ask them to tell me, am I making a blunder? Is this just an illusion, or is it really love? What will happen when the magic dies? Am I riding for a fall? I speak to the stars, and I wait for an answer. Little stars, won't you tell me? But they don't seem to hear as they twinkle up above. So I turn from them and speak to my heart, and my heart tells me I'm in.
Doris Day spent a few weeks on the charts with I Speak to the Stars. It reached number 14, and it came from her latest film called Lucky Me, another from the Sammy Fain Paul Francis Webster songbook that suited Doris Day quite well in the movies of the 1950s. And we get back to the countdown now. There was no number 13. There was a tie at number 12. And this was one of the records in that spot. Here's Teresa Brewer.
Jilted, I've been jilted. You found a new love. I didn't even say we're through, love. Jilted, I've been jilted. But I'm as happy as can be. I've been thinking it over ever since your slipping around begun. Now I'll become a rover, and you can play that game as well as one. And even though our hot romance is wilted, wilted, thanks for the favor. Baby, you're a real lifesaver. I'm happy that you've jilted me. Through love, jilted, jilted, but I'm as happy as can be. I've been thinking it over ever since your slipping around begun. Now I'll become a rover, and you can play that game as well as one. And even though our hot romance is wilted, wilted, thanks for the favor. Saver, I'm happy that you've jilted me.
Glad to be jilted, Teresa Brewer. Tied at number 12 this week in 1954. The 23-year-old Brewer from Toledo, Ohio, accompanied by the Jack Plice Orchestra, would take the song to number 6. And it's a memory from May of 1954 on today's Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we're surveying the most popular songs from this week in 1954. Now, just a few moments ago, we heard Jilted by Teresa Brewer, tied at number 12 on the countdown this week. Well, here was the other song locked into that position, K-Star and the Man Upstairs.
Have you talked to the man upstairs? 'Cause he wants to hear from you. Have you talked to the man upstairs? We'll always see you through. And when troubles ever trouble you, now don't you run and hide. 'Cause if you ever need a friend, he'll be right there by your side. So turn your eyes to heaven and just say a simple prayer. Through the clouds of lace you'll see his face, no matter when or where. Have you talked to the man upstairs? 'Cause he wants to hear from you. Have you talked to the man upstairs? He will always see you through.
You and when troubles ever trouble you,
That's K-Star at number 12 this week, 1954, and The Man Upstairs. That was the same melody of her hit from a year earlier, Half a Photograph, just with a faster tempo. And just like Half a Photograph, it would top out at number 7 on the countdown. Now, The Man Upstairs is a flip side hit. We'll play the A side of the platter in just a few minutes. But a little bit more about our lives here in the spring of 1954. We're watching 5 hours a day of television. And RCA's introduced a color TV. It cost $1,000, so we're going to stick with our black and white for a little while longer. And the increasing television audience has led to a change in the food industry, as Swanson & Sons introduced the first TV dinner on April the 6th. Meanwhile, Texas Instruments has developed a prototype of the transistor radio. Now they're looking for a manufacturer. All the major companies passed on it, but the Idea Company decided to take the challenge, and the first ones would go on sale in November. And this spring, we see the first American two-seat sports car, the Chevy Corvette.
They built her to handle like an angel, with every ounce of weight right where it belongs, for perfect balance. Clean and sleek and efficient looking, and light and strong. And they kept the cockpit simple and practical. For the power plant, they started with the finest valve and head engine. Some extra special features of higher compression, triple side draft carburetors, and dual exhaust give her 160 horsepower. Naturally, the automatic transmission quadrant's on the floor. That's in keeping with sports car tradition. In addition to the speedometer, there's a tachometer to measure engine revolutions. They call her Corvette, and she belongs to the highway just for the sheer and simple joy of driving, for the open road and the country byway, for Mr. and Mrs. America in a carefree mood.
A Corvette, polo white in color with red interior and black canvas top, with a base price of $3,500. That's about $33,000 today. We'll look great in that, tooling around town with the radio on, listening to song number 11 this weekend in 1954. Here's Eddie Fisher, A Girl, A Girl.
Somebody Alinella.
I need a girl.
A girl, a girl.
I'm just a fella who wants to ring the bell. Somebody Alinella. I need a girl. Each and every friend of mine makes this remark. I lack the spark that every boy should have. Is it any wonder that I look so bad?
La, 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 la.
I never had
la, 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 la.
What every boy should have.
A girl, a girl. Per l'amore che voglio gli figlioli,
somebody Alinella. I need a girl. I'm just a fella who wants to ring the bell. Somebody Alinella. I need a girl. Mama says get married now. She's so naive. She doubts I'd leave my single life behind. Mamma mia, don't you think I'd love to kiss
la, 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 la.
A lovely miss?
La, 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 la.
The problem is to find
a girl, a girl.
I'm just a fella who wants to ring the bell. Somebody Alinella. I need a girl. When a girl he smiles at me, I get a crush. My blood will rush. I gush with songs of love. But when all the lights are low, the scene is set.
The scene is set.
What do I get?
What do I get?
There are no traces of
a girl, a girl. Ah,
I need a girl.
A girl, a girl.
I'm just a fella who wants to ring the bell. Somebody Alinella. I need a girl, a girl,
a girl, a girl, a girl. I need a girl.
25-year-old Philadelphian Eddie Fisher at number 11 this week, A Girl, A Girl. That was moving down the survey after topping out at number 8. Accompanied by Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra, that's the second of his 6 top 10s he'll have this year, 1954. All right, we're into the top 10 of the most popular radio records this week in 54. Here's the A-side of the K-Star platter that we heard a few minutes ago, If You Love Me.
If the sun should tumble from the sky, if the sea should suddenly run dry, a dream I build should fall apart, I can still be smiling with my heart. If you love me, really love me, let it happen, darling, I won't care. Shall I catch a shooting star? I can bring it where you are, if you'll only say you care. I can make a mountain fall, I'll do anything at all, as long as you are there. When at last our life on earth is through,
K-Star, If You Love Me, Really Love Me. The English lyric version of a song written by Edith Piaf, Hymne à l'Amour. And K-Star, with the Harold Mooney Orchestra, had it at number 10 this week in 1954. It's her 13th top 10. It'll peak at number 4. That was one of our favorites from 72 years ago, and it still is today on Seems Like Old Times. You're listening to Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today in our showcase, a musical theme of dancing. So get on those dancing shoes, meet me on the floor as we begin with Benny Goodman.
Thank you.
the 1939 recording of Benny Goodman's theme song, Let's Dance, kicking off our sock hop as we're dancing on today's Seems Like Old Times. And I hope your partner's cooperative. Others might be a little stubborn to get out on the dance floor, like Ella.
I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, monsieur, with you. My heart won't let my feet do things they should do. You know what? You're lovely. And so what? You're lovely. But oh, what you do to me. I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor. When you dance, you're charming and you're gentle. Especially when you do the continental. But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos. And that's why I won't dance. Why should I won't dance. How could I won't dance. Merci beaucoup. I know that music leads the way to romance. So if I hold you in my, you're gentle, especially when you do the continental. But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos. And that's why I won't dance. Why should I won't dance. How could I won't dance. Merci beaucoup. I know that music leads the way to romance. So if I hold you in my arms, I won't dance. I won't dance. I won't dance.
From the 1962 album, Ella Swings Brightly with Nelson, Ella Fitzgerald with Nelson Riddle, I Won't Dance. Music by Jerome Kern and the lyrics by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh. And it became a hit in the 1935 film Roberta, sung by Fred Astaire. We're footloose and fancy free today on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we're playing the most popular melodies from the second weekend of May in 1954. And we're using Billboard Magazine's Disc Jockey chart. Showing up at number 9 on the rankings this week was Nat King Cole.
Answer me, oh my love, just what sin have I been guilty of? Tell me how I came to lose your love. Please answer me, sweetheart. You were mine yesterday. I believe that love was here to stay. Won't you tell me where I've gone astray? Please answer me, my love. If you're happier without me, I'll try not to care. But if you still think about me, please listen to my prayer. You must know I've been true. Won't you say that we can start anew? In my sorrow now I turn to you. Please answer me, my love.
If you're happier without me, I'll try not to care.
But if you still think about me, please listen to my prayer. You must know I've been true. Won't you say that we can start anew? In my sorrow now I turn to you. Please answer me, my love. Answer me, my love.
The German song Mutterlein was given English lyrics in 1953 by Carl Sigmund. Entitled Answer Me, it was a religious theme song. And late last year in the United Kingdom, it hit number one for Frankie Lane and David Whitfield. But the BBC banned the song because of its so-called religious lyrics. So Sigmund altered it into a love song and retitled it Answer Me, My Love. And with a Nelson Riddle arrangement, it's a million seller for Nat King Cole. Song number 9 this week in 1954, moving down the survey after peaking at number 6, his first top 10 since the previous spring. Well, as I mentioned earlier, here in the spring of 1954, the word that was most appropriate for the times was confidence. As we were coming out of a mild recession from 53, the economy was surging with a strong bull market. By year's end, stocks will be at their highest since 1929. Unemployment sat at 5.9% here in May, but for the first time in 6 months, it's gone up. Much of the gain came from the growing boom in construction. President Eisenhower was pleased to note an upturn in the nation's business, but cautioned the reporters against over-optimism. In some recent business news, Hudson Motor Car Company and Nash Kelvinator have merged to become American Motors. Hudson and Nash built America's most popular compact cars, including the Rambler and Jet. Kelvinator makes home appliances. Pacific Telephone and Telegraph has unveiled a device that automatically dials. Located in the company's main hub, it's a forerunner of equipment that will one day permit a telephone user to dial any number direct and skip the operator. How about that? And 1953 was the best year ever for the record industry. $205 million it made. The fastest growing genre is background mood music. And the Ames Brothers were doing their part for their new label, RCA Victor. They were at number 8 on the chart this week in 1954, The Man with the Banjo.
Who's that coming? Who's that strumming? That's the man with the banjo. For a penny, he'll play any song that's happy and gay. Folks all smile and stop a while, because the man with the banjo makes their troubles burst like bubbles, chasing worries away. See the children running after, while he plays his merry song. All their hearts are filled with laughter as they tag along. Shadows falling, Sandman's calling. There goes the man with the banjo, gaily humming, softly strumming on his merry old way.
Who's that
children running after, while he plays his merry song. All their hearts are filled with laughter as they tag along.
Shadows falling, Sandman's calling, there goes the man with the banjo. Gaily humming, softly strumming on his merry old way.
Ed, Joe, Gene, and Vic Ames, The Man with a Banjo, at number 8 this week in 1954. It topped out 2 positions higher. And they were accompanied by the Hugo Winterhalter Orchestra. And ironically, the banjo player for that session was not identified. And we're off to Broadway now to see what was in production this week in 1954. Well, there's Tea and Sympathy with Deborah Carr, John Kerr, and Leif Erikson. The Kane Mutiny Court Martial has Henry Fonda. And the 5th season is still running at 540 performances so far. And the 7-Year Itch is up to 600 runs. Other lighthearted shows, Solid Gold Cadillac with Josephine Hull, The Tea House of the August Moon with John Forsythe, Sabrina Fair, Joseph Cotten, and Margaret Sullivan. And there's some long-running musicals like Wonderful Town at 500, Can-Can 400 shows, and Victor Borg has performed comedy and music more than 250 times. Still showing is Kismet with Alfred Drake and Doretta Morrow, and brand new, By the Beautiful Sea, starring Shirley Booth.
Wouldn't I fall for a guy with a string attached? And what a string. This is the first man I've wanted to marry. But it looks like it ain't gonna be. All my life I appealed to the guys from left field who never appealed to me. I've nibbled at offers of marriage, but I wiggled myself off the hook. And gee, am I glad I stayed single when I think what I might have took. That fresh air fiend was healthy, but not too bright. My wifely duties would have been very light. Inhale, exhale, that's all we would do all night. I'd rather wake up by myself. My Latin lover had a disturbing whim. When girls passed by, his eye went from limb to limb. I know darn well if I had a married him, I'd always wake up by myself. My cowboy friend was rugged from top to bottom. Before I got him, some engine shot him. So if I feel I'll never get my ideal, why should I rest my head with some big baboon I wouldn't be found dead with? I'm sure I'd rather wake up by myself. Joe made big dough. His business, he said, was printing. What Joe was printing got him San Quentin. So there's the list of husbands I'm glad I missed. If I can't be the wife for the only guy I'd risk my life for, I know I'd rather wake up by myself.
Shirley Booth, I'd Rather Wake Up By Myself, from the Broadway musical By the Beautiful Sea, which was in production this week in 1954. Also today, our musical theme is dance songs, and here's one from Les Brown and his band of renown, the Mexican Hat Dance. Les Brown's Orchestra and the Mexican Hat Dance, a record from 1941. Well, we've reached the halftime break, and upon our return, we'll have more tunes to dance by, and also more of the hits from this week in 1954 on Seems Like Old Times.